Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello everyone, my name is Marta and this is Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about coming out of a very dark place. In some of the previous episodes, I have shared with you my journey through fibromyalgia and burnout / breakdown with some potential depression and some challenges in my family. So a lot to cope with, to be honest. And I thought that now it is a very, very, very good time to talk about coming out of a dark place. So I will be honest with you, I have never in my life felt this low for such a long period of time. And I have not understood in the past depression. I think this is one of the things that you can never really understand it until you have actually been there yourself. It's sort of like parenthood. You might have an idea what sort of parent you're gonna be, but then a child arrives and it all goes its own way. And I never considered myself being a depressive person. And of course, I've had more difficult times of my life in the past. I had my heart severely broken, really, really broken heart that I was healing from for a while. And my father passed away, and that was a very, very deep, profound loss. So, of course, I have been going through hardship before. However, that sort of darkness over that sort of long period of time and continuous struggle. That has not been something that I have been familiar. And let's face it, I am over 40, so I've had some years on this planet to allow for different sorts of experiences. However, today I thought that I've been going through a few years of a difficult time with quite a lot of days of darkness, of really, really low feeling. And yet somehow I have also experienced days of light, and I have also kept on going, right? I have kept on being a mother and an employee and a wife and a friend and a daughter and, yeah, many, many, many roles in my life, and somehow have chosen, because that's a choice that you have to make many times, not only many days, but maybe also many times during the day, to step out of that darkness. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about it. And especially that, why can't you just shift your mindset? You've got all the tools and methods you need in order to shift it around. That, I believe, has been the most difficult thing for me as a trained conscious healing facilitator and a coach and a person surrounded with wonderful people, wonderful friends and husband and family and just so much support. It's been very often with me, like, why can't I just get out of that dark place? Like, what's wrong with me? And why can't I just use all those wonderful tools and methods and work through it, process it? So that's really, really quite something. And definitely for coming out of the darkness towards the light, I have been like, okay, my set of beliefs were around, I really, really gotta work through it. So my inner healing and facing all those wounds and facing all the difficulties and just like digging into it and like going for it, it definitely has been a big part of that. And I do believe it is extremely important for me on my journey to keep on healing very, very deeply. And I have been going to therapy twice a week, and I have been doing conscious healing sessions. I have been doing, I think I've mentioned that in different episodes, the different ways of healing and really, really working through my wounds and through my difficulties on many different levels. So I can definitely say it's important to me, and that I do want to be very aware and conscious of my wounds, and I do want to continue that healing. However, at some point, spending so much time in all those dark places and all those traumas and all those parts of me that needed healing, I started to more and more frequently think about, okay, so if I put so much focus and so much energy into all that is very, very difficult, how can I ever build the new me, the new life, the new reality, when I am spending so much time in a struggle, in a dark place, in a healing? And something started to come to me around that sometimes enough is enough, and maybe at some point I am actually re-traumatizing myself. I am maybe there are parts of me that hang on to that stress and trauma. There is a lot of things we can read about that. I think Gabor Mate is one of the people who speaks about that as well. We can really be addicted to our trauma and stress. Another thing that came to my mind is a surprise for me was that my mind started to be stronger and stronger as my consciousness expanded. I thought it's a process that the more I heal, the more I work with myself, the weaker my mind and personality will be, that I will be coming more and more integrating and more my true self, the higher self, the I, the one that is listening, the one that is experiencing, hearing and feeling all that the different parts of me have to say. And that has been a surprise for me, that actually parts of my personality, parts of my mind have been growing stronger. And the most difficult part on my journey has been that a part of me would grab an actual wonderful, beautiful, universal truth and twist it around. I think that has been the most difficult part of coming out of the darkness. It has been receiving a wonderful healing, receiving a wonderful truth, universal, profound truth, and feeling the absolutely wonderful effect of it. And then part of my personality taking it and manipulating it and twisting it and using it against me. That has been quite something. So It requires more and more awareness. It requires extremely much more honesty with myself than ever before to actually discern these subtleties when something is an actual, pure, universal truth and when something is a slight manipulation from the unhealed parts of my personality. So that is quite something. So yeah, coming out of that darkness and how to do it. So absolutely vital part for me is to have a support in it and not being with it myself. I have had the tendency that when there are really, really difficult parts of myself, I gotta work through it myself. I almost had these things. I go and hide in my office, in the wardrobe, and deal with it myself. You know, the more difficult, the more I would have the tendency to withdraw. Even from my therapist, I would be like, I'm going to work through it myself. And on the next session, I can talk about it with my therapist. So definitely the most important and the vital part is not staying with it alone. I hear it so frequently that the source of all human suffering is the illusion of separation. And I do believe that for coming out of the darkness, it requires that sense of community. And it could be community with nature. It could be community with people. It is the sense of connection and saying goodbye to that illusion of separation. This is something that I believe that causes so much suffering in us. And of course, in the highest sense, it is actually the connection with the source, as some people refer to it, or with the higher power, with the divine, with God, whatever you call it for yourself. The separation of it is what causes suffering. So in order to come out of the darkness, that really requires connection. And connection with that higher power is one thing. And another thing is support and connection from wonderful people. I have so many times in the last few years gotten out of a very, very dark place through one of these divine connections with my absolutely amazing friends. I surround myself with people who are amazing healers, who are amazing, whatever you call it, light workers, witches, healers. I think for many, we don't have a name. Highly conscious and loving people. Yes, highly conscious and loving people. That is what I would call them. And that would definitely be this. Every time I would have overcome that illusion of separation and I would reach out to one of these amazing people, they would hold the mirror for me so that I can connect with my own source of love. So that would definitely be one thing. Another thing, it's any form of meditation. And for me, just sitting and meditating has always been like, okay, how do we do that? And even though practicing for many years in many different ways, for me, that would actually be walking in nature. So that is a form, the best, absolutely most amazing form of meditation for me is while walking in nature, and nature itself, communing with nature, that's absolutely vital for well-being and for going out of the illusion of separation. So as much time in nature as possible, and that is so helpful in coming out of the dark place. And when you are in a really, really dark place, it can be so hard to get out of bed. And going out to nature, that's like an absolute best gift you can give yourself. And yes, any form of meditation where you can allow that higher connection for yourself, highly, highly recommended. And now I would like to touch upon having a positive mindset. That is something that is, again, one of those areas where it's extremely important to be very, very honest with yourself and be aware of subtleties, because you can always go towards a direction of toxic positivity. That's not what I am talking about. I am reading a wonderful book, The Four Sacred Gifts by Dr. Anita L. Sanchez, and just heard her say she received a teaching from her grandmother, where in very, very difficult conditions, a Mexican grandmother, they were talking about how do you forgive the unforgivable, like how do you keep on going, how do you keep on loving and having a good life even when the conditions are very, very hard. And her grandmother said, always face towards the light. Always put your face towards the light. I don't remember the exact words, but always face towards the light. So in every situation, there is a choice to put more energy into the darkness or into the light. In every single situation, we have that choice. And for me, it is important to acknowledge the darkness. For me, it's important to learn from the darkness and to make sure I learn all that I need to learn from that. However, now it is important to keep on facing the light and keep on choosing the light and keep on seeing that the light is there, and that we really, really have that choice every time. And that's our truth, and that we can always, you know, recognize, acknowledge the dark, and then really, really choose to face the light. So that is something that really stayed with me, and as much as I want to keep on healing, and being honest and so on, and especially facing my fears, there is still a lot to be done in that area. I do want to keep on choosing the light, and I do want to keep on being extremely honest with myself and fully, deeply, and completely healing that addiction to stress and to... Yeah, that can be, maybe that requires a little bit more. What do I mean when I say addiction to stress and trauma? It is quite a statement. So what I mean here is that when you have experienced high level of fear, high level of trauma in childhood, this is something that your energy system knows really, really well. And that can feel safe to that part of our mind that wants to keep us safe. So the mind sometimes is really, really afraid of change, of transformation, and it will hang on to what it already knows. And I call it addiction because it needs healing, because it feels unhealthy right now. And it is something quite big to heal. And that is very closely related to control versus trust. I do believe that a lot of the unnecessary difficulty comes out of trying to control the circumstances. And it has proven itself to me over and over again in the last few years. I really cannot control the circumstances I have in my life, and that it's yet another illusion that we can control stuff in this world. And especially in the last few years, we can see things are shifting so much that trying to control, I think it's a pure waste of energy. And that control needs to be replaced by trust. So every time I relax in trust, in that everything is happening for a reason, and if anything could have been done any better, it would have. And no matter how difficult something looks like, maybe, just opening myself to the possibility that it is exactly the way it's supposed to be right now, and that something good would come out of it, like reminding myself that crisis is also needed, and out of crisis, something really, really good can come. Something really, really bad can also come from crisis for a period of time, that's for sure. But actually, trying to control crisis and chaos, yeah, that doesn't really, really serve me much. I have really, really proven that to myself. So choosing to trust and then taking action from that trust, taking action from inspiration, taking action from deep connection with myself and not from forcing and controlling. So that would be another way to come out of that place of darkness. The next ingredient for coming out of that place of darkness is being really, really, really good towards yourself, having that self-compassion. If you would have a child or a sister or a very good friend that would be going through a very, very hard time, you would most certainly not tell them, you know, hey, you, what the hell is wrong with you? Pull yourself together. And you wouldn't be, you know, putting them down, so to speak. You would most likely have empathy. You would most likely have love, have compassion for them. So extending that love and compassion towards yourself, that's a very, very important part of coming out from the dark place. And at the beginning, accepting the way things are right now, and that it might take a time, that it's a process. So accepting, yeah, okay, these are maybe two related, but two different things. Being loving and compassionate towards yourself. Softening that harsh voice. Being gentle and tender and loving in your self-dialogue. I believe that's a much better way than bitching yourself and self-berating. And whatever works. This self-devaluation, that really, really has not worked for me. So definitely for me, it is softening the harshness, the hardness, the toughness, and being more and more loving and compassionate towards myself. And now that part that I have mentioned, acceptance. So acceptance, again, is one of these concepts that can be misunderstood, because there can be acceptance that can lead towards giving up. And I am talking about giving in as surrender. So accepting that things are the way are right now, and not pushing and forcing for them to change, but have that kind of deep, loving acceptance in terms of surrender, coupled with trust and self-connection to, okay, what is my next best step out of it? However, some level of acceptance and acknowledgement for that it is hard the way it is right now, at least for me, that is a part of coming out and it's really about that honesty again, not about anything else than honesty and acknowledgement, and then, okay, surrendering, trusting, and taking inspired action from that space. And to round today's episode off, I would say the most important thing, which is probably something I mentioned several times already today, is really, really deeply and completely following your inner guidance. So the most important thing in coming out of the darkness is giving yourself that grace, giving yourself that space to feel into what is the right thing for you right now. And actually, I would love to finish with that. Give yourself some grace. That's another statement that is deeply, deeply inspiring to me when we are talking about coming out of darkness. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some space and connect with yourself deeply and take that action, that thing that is the right thing for you to do. Do not hesitate to reach out for support and again be guided in what sort of support is the right support for you. And yeah, I don't know. I think that's it from me today. I hope that this has been in any way helpful or inspiring. And until the next time. Bye.